Why did the pilgrims have such a deep set gratitude in their heart? Why did they do what they did? These things were all things for which they gave thankfulness, but what was it from your history that was an indication of why they were so thankful to God in both the good times and the bad?
Well, they were New Testament Christians. Their pastor, John Robinson, was not an Anglican King-appointed pastor. He was a New Testament pastor, and so he's teaching them to read the Bible, study the Bible. And so it was this attitude that was in the Bible, that you give God thanks for your blessings, for his blessings into your life. It says in the last days, men will be lovers of themselves and ungrateful. And so it's important for us to get back to gratefulness. And it actually is this attitude that is implanted in us. You don't mind giving to somebody if they keep coming back and saying, thank you, Sam. Thanks, Sam, you're tremendous. Oh, you're wonderful. You don't mind. But if you give and they don't say anything, you're like, why? And so this attitude is, if we are ungrateful, God is maybe motivated not to continue the blessings. And so our founding fathers understood this. The pilgrims understood this. That's why many colonies had annual days of prayer, annual days of fasting, usually Good Friday, and then annual days of Thanksgiving. And then when our country became a country, we continued it. After we captured 6,000 British troops at the Battle of Saratoga, we had our first national day of Thanksgiving, and it mentions Jesus.